Apollo 11, this is Houston, over.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 11.
11, this is Houston. With reference to your subjective evaluation that it felt cooler inside the spacecraft last night, we reported earlier that we did indeed see a drop of about 3 degrees over the previous night. Looking back, it appears that the crew of Apollo 10 reported similar feelings during the translunar and trans-Earth coast phases. We were wondering if you could give us any indication of the relative amounts of free or condensed water in the cabin last night and the night before, from which we could infer humidity, over.
I think that might be a little bit difficult to do. We're going to take a look in the tunnel now. It does seem as though we've had a little bit more moisture in the tunnel. Of course, it's the limb hasn't been there than we did transmitter.
Roger, we were more curious about the relative amount of moisture between, say, last night and the night before, both of which would have the limb missing.
There's more moisture in the tunnel now than there has been at any previous time. Subjectively, we have been unable to determine any change in any buildup in humidity. There appears to be no moisture any other place in the spacecraft. For example, the windows are not fogging, or and the various other cool spots around the spacecraft, all of them appear to be completely dry.
This is Houston. Roger, thank you.